Okay. Welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, November 25th, 2025 workshop meeting. The order is 6:03 PM. I'm gonna do the roll tonight, or you want me to read it?
I always do the roll.
What's that?
I said I always do the roll.
Oh, okay.
Fire Chief Cahill, absent. Fiscal Officer Ross, here. Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Present.
Trustee Dick, absent.
Okay, public comments? Did anybody sign up?
I don't have any pink papers.
Okay, none. Okay, new business. Just wanted to let everybody know that Administrator Smith resigned. He's becoming the zoning director for the city of Riverside starting yesterday. So his last day here was Friday, November 21st. Fire EMS. So there was an issue with the... Do you want to explain this one? Or you want me to do it?
I can explain it.
Okay, go for it.
So the battalion chiefs, there's certain people. The fire chief, the... assistant fire chief, the battalion chiefs, the captains, and the road crew all get a cell phone stipend of $25 a month. And the zoning director, administrator. Mm-hmm. So they get $25 a month. Well, at some point in time, when we went from captain and added the position of battalion chief, we never updated the resolution when that happened. Mm-hmm. So in the audit, they found that there's nothing saying a battalion chief is entitled to a phone stipend, but they maintained it. And this come about in August or July of 2023. So it's only like maybe about six months time. And it really only affects Terry and Mike because they were promoted from captain to battalion chief. Mm-hmm. So when I was originally told when they were looking at this back in February, we updated the resolution, but never like went back or didn't do it retroactively. So that was a finding that they found. However, when they found the finding, they were saying that from 2022 and 2023, all of it, that they shouldn't have gotten a stipend, but they should have because they were captains.
Right.
And I found a resolution that clearly said they were promoted from captain to battalion chief.
Right.
We just had added that. So I have contacted the auditor and who's doing the audit, and I provided them with that. And I provided them with a statement that it was never the intention to take a benefit away from them just
right.
because we added that. It was just an oversight.
Right.
So they're waiting for everybody to respond.
Okay.
And then they're going to send it to legal, but they want to do it all at one time.
Okay.
So at the very most, I think maybe they may owe just in that little period of time. But I also questioned whether or not we could backdate, like do a resolution and have it go backwards. I know we can probably go back to at least 2024, the beginning of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we can go all the way back to 2023.
Right.
So, or at least we're going to try to go back.
So that's the thought, is that we're going to do a resolution anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And backdate it to the day they got promoted.
Yep.
Which will fill that time in, and if they don't accept it, they don't accept it. But
that's fine. I think that it's ridiculous. But, like, that's just, like, it wasn't oversight, wasn't intentional, and...
Well, so, when I seen that, that's what I said. I mean, it's just... I mean, the original resolution was, I believe, written in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't make a battalion chief position until 2023.
Right.
So... I don't know that I would have remembered to go back that far.
No.
So.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and I'm for
like
that.
21, but that's what it is. So that would be on Tuesday's agenda.
Okay.
And then the other announcement is Fire Chief Cahill and then Battalion Chief Arnold are resigning at the end of the year, Fire Chief on the 1st. Fiscal Office. These are yours too. Go ahead.
Okay. This is new business. Okay, so this also was found on the audit that they communicated to me. There is a repaving agreement with the sanitary. And we pay that back. And in the past, it's always been cited that it was not supposed to come out of capital outlay.
It comes out of the general fund.
But it comes out of capital outlay in the general fund.
Okay.
So we're moving it out of capital. I called, what is it called?
Miami County Auditor?
No, I didn't call the auditor. I called
Services.
Legal.
Chris?
No, legal.
It's okay.
Something
go ahead.
Services. Something legal services.
It's all right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they work with the county. They work with the state auditor.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady I spoke with, she went back and looked at our findings and she's like, oh yeah, that's not supposed to come out of that payment. It's supposed to come out of like a loan. Even though it's a no-interest loan. It's
okay.
A loan code.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to switch that. And because I didn't know that, we need to appropriate money into that to pay that bill. And I've talked to the sanitary engineering department because I didn't want to get in trouble for paying it late because I know this is it takes a while to get through all this stuff. But they completely understand that whole process too because they have the same issues.
Oh, okay.
And so they know it'll be in December when we pay them.
Okay.
And they're fine with that. I spoke with Penny Wilson.
Great.
So.
Good.
So there will be a resolution Tuesday to this appropriation and?
And the new zoning secretary work, that we're putting that under zoning, and that $150 that we pay Kathy to do the zoning work, we're going to appropriate enough to get me through to the end of the year into that account.
Great.
So that's what that is. 2026 temporary appropriations. We need that for me to start out the 1st of the year. And I don't know if this is new business or not. And I didn't put it on here.
Let's finish this though. The temporary appropriations, are we going to write it to be the final appropriations will be the temporary appropriations for the first 3 months?
Yeah, like
is that
we
okay?
have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So the $750 should be enough then, right, for the first 3 months? Because
yes.
It means we shouldn't adjust anything. We should just use those numbers for the first three. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So there
yeah,
will be
because
another...
I think I had, like, they're only having two meetings in December.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is for, like, a total of
one
meeting in December. So I've got a couple extra meetings in there.
Okay.
Included.
But if we make it the temporary appropriations for 2026... it'll be that $750. At least for the first 3 months. Yeah, it should be okay for 3 months, right?
Yeah, because once I close out, if I close out before the 3 months is up, then we can do different appropriations for the rest of the year.
Appropriations.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what was your other thing?
My other thing was, I just want to mention this, if you're thinking about bonuses for the employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's coming up at the end in executive session.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we talked about it.
Yep.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Next up is the trustee items, the telecommunications tower on Palmer. So somebody received notice that there's going to be a telecommunications tower on Palmer. I can't find the letter that was supposed to come to the township, but I heard about it through some residents complaining or asking about it. So,
What's the parcel that it's on? What's it zoned?
I'm not even sure. I believe it's on an ag property. So, I don't even have to add. I mean, I can't find the letter. We were supposed to get a certified letter, but I don't know where it is, if we got one or not. So, and it should have been.
But then how do you know it's actually going to happen? Did you see a letter?
I'm
not sure.
I just saw a posting.
I don't remember seeing a letter come in for that, but I do remember seeing something on Facebook about it. So I don't
know.
Which
is always true, as we know.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only reason why I know about
it. I think
it.
The residents around them were notified.
Well, they're supposed to send a letter to the local entity.
Oh, I know. That's what I said. I can't find it. I don't know if we got it or not. So the question is, do we want to oppose it in any way?
I don't think you can.
I don't think we have much stance. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, it looks like we can only oppose it if it's on a residential. Well,
right.
It says residential neighborhood, which is kind of weird.
But you don't even know the parcel it's on. So
I don't even know the parcel.
Like entertain a discussion until we know where it's going to go.
Yeah, well,
it's
I don't
regarded
know.
As
I guess I kind of want to put it on there in case anybody from the public wanted to come and talk about it, because it's an item on the agenda to see if anybody was in opposition to it. If it does happen.
If it's, we don't have a lot of leeway to, I mean, it's great if we oppose it, that's fine, but we don't have any leg to stand on unless it's in a residential neighborhood. Unless they've changed it. But if it's in a business area, light industrial, or ag, there's nothing we can do. It's regarded as a public utility and they have every right to put it there. So. But I don't know where it's going. So. We don't even know who's putting it up, right?
I never seen a letter in here.
I didn't know
just
if anybody knew anything.
And
like I said, I wanted to give the residents a chance to oppose it. I think the time has probably passed anyhow. I think you only have like 15 days to oppose it. Where's the ORC, but now I don't remember where I saw that. Okay, so I guess it'll probably go up then. Okay, reimbursement limits for the OTA conference. Oh, shoot, I was going to print that. We did a resolution last year, and it was based on the Ohio rules. I forgot to print it, sorry.
Oh, we can do it on Tuesday.
Well, so I was just going to say, I was going to tell you what we did last year, but
I'm fine with the same limits we did last year.
So, I'm going to look up the new limits.
Oh, okay.
But we would have a resolution for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that will be Tuesday. So, okay. So, we'll put one on Tuesday. Peter Griggs, we got a letter for his updated rates for 2026. They're going up from $195 to $205. And I don't know if the other ones went up or not. They don't have the old and the new. But we have to do resolutions in January, or by January, for all the attorneys, external attorneys that we want to keep.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to mention that. So we'll have a resolution for that. And then the last thing is the inside millage. We received a letter from the auditor to reduce the inside millage by 0.04 mils. So this means that the taxpayers would not have to pay an additional $10,180.84. And the idea behind the 0.04 is that it, so this year was the 6-year reevaluation of all the properties. And the average that your property taxes are going up next year is going to be 28%. That's the average. So doesn't mean yours will. It could be more, could be less, which is a pretty shocking number, right? So for the inside millage, what they've done is they've taken out basically what that increase would be based on next year's property values. So the 2024 estimated revenue was $39,682, and 2025, which is what we pay next year, would be $40,723. So the township will get roughly the same, and that extra $10,180.84 the taxpayers would not pay. So we would put a resolution on to support this.
Yeah,
I'm for it. I mean, go ahead if you want, but we'll have a resolution on Tuesday to support it. You can vote no if you don't like it. Okay, anything else on the new business list? Old business. The cybersecurity policy, we have not met with them yet. No new news on the budget, the inventory, the group home moratorium, or the short-term rental lodging tax. The zoning, no news on the GIS updates. The resolution text, the group is still meeting and working its way through the zoning code. The nuisance cases, I didn't get any updates on those from Cody. So I don't have any update for that. For the fire EMS, Ben's not here tonight, so we'll skip that. The road department and cemeteries, the drainage, the Newbury and Windham drainage, we're still waiting on the Miami County engineers. The Scarf Road sinkhole is yet to be scheduled. We're set to get it completed, but we're not in the schedule yet to have that done.
Well, there's no asphalt running right now, I don't think. So.
Right, this is the permanent fix. The temporary solution is still in place.
Right, I know, but I'm just saying, they're not, he's going to have to open it up and then pave it. So
right.
We probably won't do it till the spring because there's no asphalt. At least I don't think they're running them anymore. It seems a little cold.
Yeah, I don't know. He just said they haven't scheduled it yet. The tractor and side mower, we ordered that, and the lead time on the mower is 18 to 20 weeks. That's the status I have on that. So hopefully we'll have it by mowing season next year. And I don't have any status on the last three. None for the fiscal office, trustee items. We've received a couple letters on the shelter for the grant that we got. And so we just have to wait on them to send the actual contract and sign it before we start anything. House Bill 113, no new news. The position for an anti-annexation employee, I did start working on the position description, so hopefully we'll have that by the next work session. And no new news on the last two things. Any other discussion topics in the old business or anything?
Nope.
Any public comments on anything? None? Okay, so next up, we will be going into executive session. We do not foresee any action being taken after the executive session. So I need a motion to enter executive session, one for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or official, and two, which is necessary to consider negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance. Do I have a motion?
I move.
I will second. Any discussion?
Nope.
Okay. Call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0. Time into executive session will be 6:22 p.m. And then we have to pause that. Sure, this one paused. Okay, so we're returned to regular session at 7:01 p.m. No additional action to be taken, so we need a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you, Beth. I will second it. Any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Huren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0. Time of adjournment is 7:02 p.m.